The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to our Maundy Thursdays worship here at Peace. The word Maundy is a Latin word which means commandment or a mandate. This was the night that Jesus commanded and mandated a new commandment. This is my commandment, that you love one another. It's going to be found in our text from John chapter 13. But more importantly, it's a moment to really for us to just gather our hearts and minds and really think about what Jesus is doing tonight, washing feet. As a pastor in the church, I look out and I see lots of different and unique people, different perspectives, different backgrounds. No one is the same at Peace Lutheran Church. That's not a shock. When you look at the disciples, all 12 of them, drastically different. All had their own perspectives, all had their backgrounds and unique perspectives. And so tonight we're going to take a look at what three of them were thinking the night that Jesus washed their feet. And they're a little more obscure, these three. Andrew, Philip, and Judas. And then we're going to think about what Jesus is showing us. What is Jesus doing to us as he washes, as he comes and serves us with the giving of his body and blood in the Holy Supper. Just a couple notes about our worship tonight. The end of our service is a little stark. It's because the tradition in the Christian church is that Maundy Thursday service is a transition into Good Friday. And so the end of the service ends kind of starkly with the stripping of the altar. We'll have a couple people help us with that. Betty and Peggy are going to help us with that. And then once the altar is stripped, the service ends. There's no benediction or final words. Welcome to stay and contemplate, or once the altar has been stripped, you can certainly exit and leave for the evening. And then, of course, just a couple notes about where we're headed in the days ahead. Tomorrow night, we'll continue our Holy Week journey with Good Friday service at 7 p.m. here at Peace in the Sanctuary. And then finally, on Easter Sunday, there is a community worship sunrise service, 7 o'clock a.m. at College United Methodist. And of course, here at Peace at 10 a.m. is our worship service, our Easter celebration. It's going to be a lot of excitement and fun. I do know a lot of family members are coming in town. I just want to wish you God's blessings on those moments. They're precious, and I'm hoping you're able to live in the moment with your family members and in each moment in the days ahead, heading into Easter. We're going to open our worship service with the hymn, Beautiful Savior.